After last week's 6 points defeat to Monaghan in the opening round, a lot of Tyrone eyes and attention will be focused on McHale Park in Castlebar tomorrow and the clash with Mayo.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, Tom, and I suppose it has been a topsy-turvy season for Tyrone so far. If you look at their fairly good form in the McKenna Cup and the fact that they ended up winning it again by beating Cavan in the final, you know, the result against Monaghan last year was either a wake-up call or a bit of a surprise in terms of maybe not reflecting their true ability. And I suppose that's what people will be interested to see tomorrow against Mayo, because Tyrone, as I say, had that good performance in beating Cavan, coming from behind and beating them fairly comfortably at the finish up against in the McKenna Cup final, and then to go out the following week and lose so comprehensively to Monaghan in the first round of the National League. And I think people are a wee bit confused maybe at the moment about where exactly Tyrone stand in the scheme of things. And as a result of that, they're going into the game against Mayo with a fair degree of apprehension.
And I know not only I know people say it's only the McKenna Cup and it's the warm up competition, and you know, the final apart and the second half performance against Cavan the previous week, the two games that stood out for me for Tyrone to suggest that probably they were going to be certainly a side to look seriously at this year was going to Armagh twice and winning.
Yeah, that's the thing, and that those results were coming on the back of Armagh beating them in the qualifiers last year. Kieran McGinney's now in charge of Armagh, so you believed that there was going to be a sort of a fresh resolve for them, and then you go out in the McKenna Cup and you beat them twice.
In their own backyard.
That's right, in their own backyard, and especially I suppose the first game. Because the first game was a fair bit closer, but then the second game they just completely, they completely swept them aside, and then to go out then against Monaghan and make, I suppose, so many mistakes in the second half and not to score for 52 minutes, it's a very worrying time, and it means that the pressure is really on Tyrone now against Mayo. And remember, this is a Mayo team that beat Tyrone in the All-Ireland semi-final in 2013. But then again, Tyrone beat them in the National League that year down in Castlebar. They also beat them in Omagh last year. So there's no reason why Tyrone can't be going into this game with a fair degree of confidence. But at the same time, that confidence maybe isn't there. And it really is a game, it's a make-or-break game for Tyrone, because if they can go down to Mayo and get a result, then suddenly things are back on track in terms of the league. But if they don't get a result, then, you know, you're going into the Dublin game in a month's time in danger of losing three consecutive matches.
And I see Mickey Hart has made two changes. Peter Hart obviously missed the previous week's game with injury, and Tiernan McCann coming in as well. Just the two, are you a little surprised, isn't that more?
Well, you see, I suppose I'm not really surprised, because I think what Mickey has at the moment is he has to reach a stage where he's putting out his full team every game in order for it to be really competitive. And that's why you have the likes of Peter Hart coming into this game as soon as possible after his injury. There's no such thing as rotating or anything like that now. You have to have your top players on, your Sean Kavanaghs, your Matty Donnellys, your Niall Morgans and goals, because you really know that in order to get a result out of Castlebar tomorrow, you have to be on the top of your game. So I'm not surprised, because I'm not so sure that the strength and depth that might have been there 3 or 4 years ago, not so sure that exists at the moment to the extent that might be hoped.
So it's really a best foot forward as far as you're concerned in terms of team selection?
Well, it has to be, Tom, because I think that the time of transition has to have passed at this stage in its time. And I know people still talk about this transition, but it has been going on for maybe 5 or 6 years now at this stage. And I think that there reaches a stage where you have to say, right, boys, it's up to you to go out there now and produce the goods in that match and see where that takes us, because we're now at a stage where we're going into a National League campaign. It's gathering pace. You've lost the first game. You have a very difficult away game in the second match. You have a very difficult away game against Dublin in the third game. So it really is, the pressure is on to get points on the board. Because remember, if Tyrone do badly in the National League, it means that you're going into a very difficult championship match against Donegal in Ballybuffet. You're going into it on maybe a low point that you don't want to be on.
Yeah. Is Mickey Hart under pressure?
Well, I don't think Mickey Hart is ever under pressure, but I think there certainly is people within the county who are sort of saying, you know, maybe Mickey has done his bit for the county, and maybe it's time for someone else to sort of step in there and maybe help him or take over that role. But the reality is that it's Tyrone's current form. Is it the fault of Mickey Hart or is it the fault of the players? I'm sure that Mickey Hart's preparation for games is no different from what it was 6, 7, 8 years ago when they were winning All Ireland. He would be as meticulous as ever. He has Peter Donnelly and Gavin Devlin in there helping him. So, you know, so all the blame can't go on Mickey Hart for Tyrone's form. The reality is that Tyrone in 2003 and 2005 and 2008 had a golden generation of players who really were the top players within the country during those years. Those players are now gone. Like, the only two that are left are Sean Kavanagh and Colm Kavanagh, and I can't remember just off the top of my head who the other one is, but you only have a small handful of players left from those teams, and the players that have come in have yet to prove that they're up to that standard. And until such times as that happens, you can't blame Mickey Hart, you can't blame anybody else, but it's up to the players to step up to that mark. And if they're not able to, well, then, you know, you have to just accept that.
Yeah. And really, now is the time.
And now is exactly the time, because, as I said there, we have constantly used this reasoning maybe since about 2011, where this is a team in transition. We have to bring these boys forward at a level that integrates them into the team. 4 years on, I think, if you look at Jim McGuinness and Donegal, Jim McGuinness turned a team that was on its knees in 2010 when they got beat by Armagh in the qualifiers, trounced by Armagh. 2011, they won the Ulster title. So transition, if the players are good enough, transition doesn't be something that should take 4 years.